Recently, the local literary community was all a-twitter because on July 5th, 1 month ago, the Literary Bookshop opened at 5411 North Mesa. That's in Peppertree Square. And with me are the owners of this independent bookstore, Bill and Mariana Clark. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Monica.
I'm one of the people who have been all a-twitter, I have to admit. I discovered you just by chance. I happened to be walking by, and this was before you opened, and you saw my nose pressed to the glass, Bill.
That's right.
And I'm not the only one, huh?
Right. We had a number of people who actually stopped in while we were in the process of setting up the shop.
Boy, you should have put shower curtains in the window or something, because as soon as people see books, and especially the assortment in your windows, there's a magnetism to it. I'd like to get the backstory of how sane-looking couple like yourselves ended up opening an independent bookstore in El Paso, Texas. Mariana, how did you come to this?
Well, it's something that we have been talking about all of our married life, actually, because when we moved to Los Angeles, we started collecting. Mm-hmm. And it has snowballed. And we thought it would be fun in our later years to open a little brick and mortar and just enjoy and turn other people on to the books that we've loved over our lives. And so we finally made the decision, if not now, when? So,
well, I understand that you actually would, while living in L.A., you had the opportunity to purchase signed copies, and you would purchase multiples. So this was something you had in mind.
Well, a lot of the purchases that we made in Los Angeles, some of them were for collecting, if you will, because mm-hmm. we had a particular affinity for certain authors, and we had the opportunity to meet them. But oftentimes it was also that there were emerging writers, new writers, and mm-hmm. it was part of our way of supporting them. So sometimes buying two or three copies would be sure so we can read one and put one on the shelf in mint condition. But oftentimes it was, here's this young author, this is his or her first book, yeah. and we wanted to buy several copies to actually support them.
For any author or musician or anyone who has ever put out a body of work, when someone makes multiple purchases and says, I'm going to give some as gifts or for whatever reason, that is just makes your heart swell. That's fantastic. So you're real patrons of up and coming also, apparently. Yes. Now, Bill, I've been teasing you that you have led multiple lives. That's the only explanation I can find for your resume. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, my background, I started out as a journalist, moved into the entertainment industry, and the bulk of that was spent with a company in Los Angeles in the radio and the music industry, a mm-hmm. company called Radio and Records, which was more or less the Wall Street Journal of the radio and the music industry at that time. And since then, we've been in LA, in El Paso, rather, since 1993. And for the past 17 years or so of our time here, it's been self-employed with our own consulting business.
What brought you to El Paso?
We were recruited here by a company, a private equity firm that had made an investment in Petro Stopping Centers, which was founded by Jack Cardwell. Mm-hmm. And so I came here as vice president of marketing and strategic planning for Petro in 1993. I left when we sold the company to Mobil and a different mm-hmm. private equity group, and that was around 1997. And then right after that, formed our own company.
Is this Outside the Box?
Yes.
Excellent. Yes. I love the name.
I think we're going to be spending less and less time on the consulting business these days, and because right now we're pretty much fully devoted to the bookstore.
You have a shop that owns you now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, Mariana, what about your professional career?
I started out in resort development on the Southeast Coast.
Oh.
And then did some retail in Atlanta, and then that's where we met.
All right. Were either of you, obviously you're both voracious readers, what about writers other than professional writing?
I mean, me writing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not since college.
Really? Okay, so you just devoted...
I was a history major, so I did many, many papers.
Oh, that very possibly snuffed the excitement.
That could have, but I love the research. That's the one thing I did enjoy.
Okay. Again, the reading.
Absolutely.
Gathering of the information.
Yeah.
Coming back to the bookstore itself, tell me about the volumes that are in the store and your other ways of reaching the public.
We've been collecting ourselves, literally collecting, since 1986, mm-hmm. 31 years. And much of the store is going to certainly reflect our interest over time. But we've accumulated a large private collection. We've also purchased and acquired a number of large private libraries over the past 10 to 15 years from mm-hmm. estates or from individuals who felt it was time to downsize, whatever. And so the mass of books that we have at the moment are really a culmination of both personal collecting and then also acquiring large private libraries. And the store will be fairly eclectic. We have over 1,000 volumes of art, design, and architecture. We have a nice literature selection. We have a lot of fine bindings. And also we have a lot of Texas, El Paso books, New Mexico books, Mexico history. And then one of the things that we've seen over the past after we opened is we've seen tremendous interest in the Eastern spirituality, Buddhism, and area as well.
Yes. And when you go out looking for books to acquire, what are some of your parameters, your guidelines?
Condition is one, but also we each have different interests.
Mm-hmm.
So I look for one thing, primarily history and historical fiction and mystery. And Bill looks at other things. I also enjoy biography.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's the main thing. And I also collect children's books.
Oh, yes.
But we don't have room right now to put out any, and we get quite a few requests for them. But I love children's illustrations.
Yes.
So
yes.
I collect those for that reason.
Well, when I've had the pleasure of visiting the shop, you have the wall on the back of the shop.
Right.
And those seem to be the families that must travel together if there's any pleasure to be had. These are collections, and some of them beautifully bound, some collections by virtue of subject. And is there always the effort to keep the family together, so to speak?
Sometimes, not always. But those are really nice bindings. Most of the books on that back wall that you're referring to are leather bound.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them have silk end leaves. They tend to be classics.
Yes.
But believe it or not, you would even find some masters of science fiction in those leather-bound volumes as well, many of which are also signed by the authors. And then in the glass case, you'll also find a lot of signed first editions and scarce or rare first editions as well.
Just to give people an idea, what's the price range from the least to the most expensive book in the shop?
Oh, gosh.
It's broad. It
goes from a couple of dollars into the hundreds of dollars or more and up.
Okay. So I don't want people to think, ooh, that's too rich for my blood. No.
No, it's just rich. In fact, we've been pleased because certainly it's difficult for a bookstore like our own to price books the same as outlets that get their books for free.
Mm-hmm.
There are many retail outlets that get their books for free through donations, whether it's Goodwill Savers or whomever.
Yes.
And we purchase our books, so therefore it's hard for us to price with them. But we've been gratified that a lot of people have spoken to the fact that our books are priced reasonably.
Mm-hmm. And you have not only the books in the shop, approximately how many volumes?
6,000 or more.
There's
6,000 to 7,000 out front, and then we have at least 6,000 behind.
You have another 6,000 in storage.
Right.
There's actually in the work area.
Right. There's approximately 6,000 to 7,000 in the front room that you were in,
mm-hmm.
and we have another 5,000 or 6,000 in the back area, our work area,
physical location.
In the same physical mm-hmm. location.
Okay.
And then in our personal archives, we have tens of thousands of volumes that we've acquired that we will over time convey to the business.
Okay, and these are in storage, climate-controlled.
Climate-controlled.
Yes, they are tucked
Absolutely.
In and comfortably sleeping.
All right.
And are all of the books that you have, the physical volumes, available through your Amazon.com presence?
No, mm-hmm. no. Only about 6,000 are currently available through Amazon. We will be listing more over time. But initially, right now, we're at about 5,000 to 6,000 volumes on Amazon.
What is the best way for people to find you, research you, and decide how they want to familiarize themselves with what you offer?
We have a website in development, which we will do, but currently the best place to reach us is on Facebook. And the address on Facebook is simply @literaritybooks.
Okay. Now, literarity, I understand that was your idea, Mariana.
It was.
I like it.
Thank you.
I actually put myself through a laborious task of looking up the word literarity to see if perhaps it had its own meaning, and it was not a compounded word. And it does. Have you?
No, I've never even thought to look it up.
Well, it might hurt actually, because it's it's a very interesting exercise. And French philosophers that used the term, and an author, The Politics of Literarity by Samuel Alan Chambers, discussing the role of language in an understanding of democratic politics. I told you it was very painful.
Oh,
and I thought, wow, I really hope that wasn't the deeper meaning that they were going for.
No. In fact, if anything, I think the name's sort of appropriate because bookshops are such a rarity these days. Independent bookshops, that is.
Well, my guests today are Bill and Mariana Clark. We're talking about their recently opened independent bookstore, The Literarity Bookshop, in Peppertree Square on North Mesa. We'll be right back.